Rusty Quill presents.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys, quick plugs. Welcome to the Woebegone Season 12 finale. A lot of people worked very hard on it, and I am very excited to bring it to you. There will be an intermission next week, and then Season 13 will start in 2 weeks. In the meantime, you can check me out on Twitch at twitch.tv/woebegonepod, where every week I write that week's episode soundtrack, and then we usually hang out and play a video game. This past week, we wrote all of the music that you'll hear in this episode. A lot of the in-jokes that I have with chat end up making it into the soundtrack, so if you'd like to see that process, check it out at twitch.tv/woebegonepod. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon at patreon.com/woe_begone, where you can get early access to ad-free episodes, instrumental, soundtrack albums, Q&As, director's commentaries, movies with Michael, postcards, and more. $5 and up patrons get Bandcamp download codes for the albums that appear on streaming services, but $1 and up patrons get access to the raw instrumental soundtracks for each episode, as well as the vocal tracks. So if you hear something that you like from this episode and you want to hear it again, check out patreon.com/woe_begone. Special thanks to my 10 newest patrons. Dory Vanette, Oliver Giles, Lily, Camera Crep, Galena Darkmaster, Castorida Stars, parentheses, Mandated Yuri, aka Shadow Kenny, Devoted Wretch, Jameson Beaver, Lay Aldinger, Aurora Noctua, and Hera Sappho Fragment 147 Goes Here, Alexander, for supporting the show. Enjoy. Warning, this episode contains a depiction of violence and animal death, but don't worry, it's not one of the important animals. Listener discretion is advised.
Let me make this as clear to you as I possibly can. You are never to speak to another living soul about the existence of this elevator or the room that we are heading into under any circumstances. That means other ties, Betteridge. Especially other ties, even. And especially not that monster that is your project lead. Mahogany would have my head on a plate if he knew about this. That means Casimiris. He does not know that this place exists, and I would like to keep it that way. Do you understand me?
Yeah, no problem. I won't tell anyone. You have my word. But if secrecy is so important, why are you asking for my help at all?
Because, Cole, I seem to have got myself into a bit of a bind. Things have gone out of my control, and I cannot ask the other ties for help. I need to fix this before anybody notices, and you're the only one with the expertise to help me.
And why is he here? Doesn't he work with the other ties? I'd be worried he'd be the one to tattle on you.
He does have a name, you know. Felix is here to assist me, aren't you, Fee?
I tried to help. But my coding knowledge is... well...
non-existent. Don't ask him what he did with Excel.
He really does need your help, Cole. He wouldn't have asked otherwise. As for me, well, I have a sort of code of honor that I follow when dealing with the ties. They come to me with confidence, and I do not pass information about them to each other unless I am asked or told to do so. Their secrets are safe with me, and they know that.
That code of honor has prevented many an interdepartmental war in its day.
My job is to keep the place ticking over. No wars.
Here we are. Please ignore the mess. I may have thrown an office chair or two once I realized what was going on. Then the cabinet, and the chest of drawers. And, don't ask about those light fittings. Well, welcome to the trunk, Cole. This is the secret emergency headquarters for all Ties Betteridge. Every single workstation is plugged into this facility, which allows all of us to cooperate remotely in times of crisis. The compound forbids us from actually talking to one another, so we use this room as a way to interface with each other. That and Felix, but we'll not go there. It keeps problems from getting large enough that Kaz has to get involved.
So, what problem are we hiding from your boss today?
Right over here, you will see that we have an array of surveillance monitors. It allows us to survey the compound, of course, but the screen that is of interest to us today is right here. These cameras monitor the geodesic dome that the base has been operating out of ever since we brought them into the compound.
You brought base into the compound? They work for you?
A work is a strong word, but yes. I'm surprised that you didn't know this. You haven't talked to them since you took a job here?
Nope. I assumed they wouldn't want to hear from me.
You assumed correctly. You're something of a traitor to them.
Believe me, I'm fine with it.
I am the tie that ensures that existence inside of the dome runs smoothly. These monitors are connected to the monitors that I use to watch them from my office. Everything that I am able to do from my office, I can do here as well.
Everything looks normal to me. Well, Marissa is chasing after Edgar with a 2x4. Is that normal?
Oh, entirely normal. I imagine that a board game has recently concluded.
Yes, everything is going well inside the dome, all thanks to me. Everything looks perfectly normal. Until you cycle to the end of the surveillance cameras. Look, watch, Yep. Ooh. Twinks. And voila! Look at that. There are some new cameras that were not there yesterday.
These are night vision cameras. Is this recording footage from the dome at night?
That is not, in fact, footage of this dome. As you can see in the surveillance footage, there are some large boulders near the edge of the dome. You're familiar with the boulders from Over, I presume?
I am, though I can't say I understand how they work.
That's all right, you don't need to understand, because as you can see in the night vision footage, the boulders are gone.
There aren't any members of the base in the night vision footage either.
So you're saying this isn't the same dome?
You would be correct. This is live surveillance footage of some other dome, one that was not there yesterday.
I'm not sure I understand. The buildings are still there. Do you think that someone iterated the dome?
That is exactly what we think, Cole. Very clever. We were right to come to you for help. It's in its infancy, but we have been practicing some anti-duplication maneuvers on important assets. This dome seems to contain everything that the original dome has, minus those assets.
Interesting. If I were to guess, I would say that this was a failed attempt to steal the boulders from you. That doesn't explain the cameras, though. Why would someone go through all the trouble of attempting to steal from you and then broadcast the theft? You came into your office this morning and all of these cameras were suddenly in your feed.
Ah, yes. Well, that's just the thing. The camera feeds didn't pop up on my computer in my office. If you go upstairs to my desk, you will only see the cameras that are pointed at the original dome. The night vision feed of the other dome is only accessible in the trunk.
As far as I'm aware, no one else has been in the trunk in the last 24 hours. The new dome could have popped up any time since then.
I only just noticed. Once I saw what was going on, I rushed back upstairs to retrieve you and Felix.
You have quite the mystery on your hands, but you haven't explained to me what you want me to do about it.
You first appeared on the compound's radar when you used your uncanny coding ability to throw together a rudimentary tracing program for the base in a matter of days. We need such a tracing program to get to the bottom of this mystery. The problem is, we can't approach tracing and ask them to find a location for us. Beige. You know, some colours are so much like their owners. The problem is, Beige has been dying to report me to Kaz for ages, and he would report me straight up that ladder. He's such a careerist. Ugh, brown noser. So, Cole, could you be a dear and see if you could trace the location of this new dome for me? And, if possible, could you determine why there is a camera feed of this new dome being piped into the trunk?
That doesn't sound too difficult. But what do I get out of this? I don't work for free.
In return for your services, I will ensure that you are treated well within the compound.
Ty, let's not mess around. Cole, if you do this for us and keep your trap shut, we won't kill you, all right?
Hey, I was trying to be polite. I really must talk to you about the definition of tact. He's right, of course, but I'm feeling generous, so I'll offer you the carrot and the stick. In return for this work, I will accommodate any reasonable request that you might have. And I won't kill you.
Right. How utterly generous of you.
Ah, yes. I am quite generous, aren't I? Now, I hate to bark orders and run, but I need to go and check on the original dome. I haven't heard from them since the incident, and I'm interested to see if they've noticed anything. A fee here can babysit you until I get back.
I'm here to ensure there isn't any funny business.
Precisely. I will leave you to your work now. Do try and have some answers for me upon my return. Toodlepip.
No problem, I'll try my best.
Watch him, Fee.
See you, boss.
How do you work for that guy?
One, I'm quite fond of him. Two, I have the patience of a saint.
Ty, it's great to see you. I hope that you're here for the reasons that I think you are. Something has happened.
Try fucking Betteridge out there, or I swear to God, no one's allowed to hurt Mikey except for
lovely
me.
As ever to see you, Edgar. Is it safe to come in?
I think that would be for the best. Please, come in.
Hello, everyone. Good to see you, Marissa,
Ty,
Edgar,
fucking
Ryan,
Betteridge!
Chris,
Natasha, where's Mikey, you rat-faced fucker?
What do you mean, where is Mikey? Mikey is supposed to be right here in the dome.
Don't you fucking play games with me right now, Ty. You know damn well it is not here. I'm sick and tired of your bullshit, and I want answers now. Where the fuck is he? What did you do to him?
Michael and Demw are missing too.
Don't play into his fucking mind games, Ryan. He already knows.
I don't think so, Marissa. Ty doesn't usually play dumb.
Chris is right, Marissa. Playing dumb doesn't suit me. Do I look like a himbo? And I would never lie to you, unless it was in the service of protecting some very valuable data. Lying is such a messy business, too much to keep track of. You are saying that all of the mics have disappeared?
We searched the entire dome for them. They aren't here. Mikey went to the shed to talk to MW and Michael. Hours later, I noticed he hadn't returned. I went out to the shed and it was empty. We searched the rest of the dome and they were nowhere to be found.
That is quite troubling, Edgar. I assure you that the compound is not involved in their disappearance. There has been an anomaly of some sort that I suspect might be related. Did any of you notice anything peculiar inside the dome today?
Maybe. Ryan and I felt the ground shake a few hours ago while we were in the kitchen. It was barely enough to notice, but it startled me enough that I dropped a plate and shattered it.
Don't lie to protect me, Chris. I got startled and dropped the plate.
Okay, fine. Ryan did drop the plate, but there was a shake.
And all of the mics disappeared shortly after this miniature earthquake.
There's no way for us to tell. We didn't think anything of it at the time. You're always altering things. We thought it was just more of that. We didn't notice until later that the mics were gone.
Interesting. Your account lines up with the anomaly that I came to speak with you about. It seems as though there may have been an attack on the dome from some outside force. It seems to coincide with their disappearance.
What's going on here, Ty? Is it Operos? Over? You got 5 seconds to start spitting out truths, or else you'll be spitting out tooths. Teeth! Fuck!
It appears that someone was attempting to steal you away from me. there was a failed duplication of the dome. The anti-duplication technology that I have installed here at the base seems to have protected you, but not the mics who were all in the shed.
They've been kidnapped?
Not to worry, though. Recovery efforts are already underway. I have tasked a tracing expert with locating the duplicated dome. Recovering the mics will be as easy as sending a team in to retrieve them.
Oh, thank God. You hear that, everyone? He's putting together a team. Can't wait to see how an army of Ties fucks this up even more.
Please tell this team of yours to hurry, Ty. Every second counts in a missing persons case.
He means us, babe. He's gonna send us into the other dome to retrieve the mics.
Precisely. I must warn you, though, the limited intel I have about the new dome indicates that it was severely damaged during duplication. The lights are out, and it is safe to assume that there are myriad other electrical failures. It will be a dangerous mission, but nothing that the four of you can't manage. I will equip you to handle whatever you might encounter in there. There is one more thing, though.
And there it is.
There is a hidden control panel in the dome that contains an exploit that would grant our enemies access to sensitive locations inside the compound. I need you to locate that panel and destroy it.
Oh, sir, yes, sir. Absolutely, sir. Right away. You want us to spit shine your shoes while we're at it? Do your laundry? Do you want us to compost the shit heap that you're making us cover up, or should we just dump it in someone else's yard instead? Because that's what this all is, right? This is another one of your little fuck-ups, and as usual, you're making someone else take out the trash. So, tell me, if we're out there getting our hands dirty for you, what the fuck are we gonna get in return?
Ugh, people keep asking me that today. How about this? In exchange for your cooperation, I will continue to allow you to live peacefully within the dome.
Bah! Wrong answer! Come on, Ty, give us the good shit, or I start throwing plates again.
No, Marissa, you have to stop throwing plates. We've already lost two of them today, and we're gonna run out before dinner.
Today has been a bad day for plates.
Here's an idea. If you rescue the mics and destroy that pesky control panel, I will see to it that the base becomes fully incorporated into the compound. No more living in this fancy snow globe. You'll be promoted to a standalone department inside the compound. Headed up by yours truly, naturally.
You're asking us to join the compound as employees.
Fully fledged employees, with all of the benefits that entails. The job comes with a lot more freedom than what you have become accustomed to. You wouldn't be stuck inside the compound anymore. You can go and visit your friends and loved ones on holiday. Marissa, I know you've been vocally complaining about not being able to visit Charlie.
You keep her name out of your fucking mouth.
The compound takes pride in how it treats its employees. Take Felix, for example. He went to Euro Disney this year and had a marvelous time. Yeah, I think you'd all be happier, so what do you say?
All right, I'm killing him.
Marissa, put the plate down.
If we kill him, the compound will just replace him with another Tie.
Edgar is exactly right, and not necessarily one that is on your side. So do we have a deal?
We have a deal, Tie. You had better not double-cross us.
I am a man of my word, Edgar. I would never break an arrangement like that. So, I'm glad that we were able to reach such an agreement, and I must attend to some other business just now, but after that I will begin preparing your mission. There will be spreadsheets, but it'll be a breeze. The four of you will be in the field, and your satellite team inside Oval will be providing over-the-air support.
Ugh, not those idiots again.
Very capable idiots, Marissa. They've gotten the better of base on numerous occasions in previous timelines, and they provide a valuable service. I wouldn't want to lose any more of you in there. Well, it has been great fun, but I must run. I'll have Felix deliver some more plates. Ta-ta.
So, is there only one Felix who works for all of the Ties? Oh, that would sound exhausting even if it wasn't Ty you were dealing with.
Interesting thing about that, actually. You see, at one point, there were...
I have returned. Things are in even greater disarray than I'd originally thought, I'm afraid. Never mind all of that, though. That doesn't concern you, Cole. Now, do you have anything for me?
Sure do. It wasn't any problem tracing the Dark Dome. I got a location pretty fast.
Oh, it's called the Dark Dome now. We called it that when you were gone.
All right, then. Dark Dome, yeah. Where is this Dark Dome?
I was sort of surprised. You made it sound like someone stole the Dark Dome from the compound. So I assumed that it would be located in some other time travel organization. But after running the trace and double-checking the results, I discovered that the Dark Dome still appears to be on the compound's campus.
Within the compound? Where?
I mean, I can give you the coordinates. I don't know anything about the compound except for what is in my department, and it isn't there. I don't know what this building is normally used for, and Felix won't tell me.
Need to know basis only. Ty, we'll talk about it later.
Well, that is definitely not the news that I expected to hear, but I'm relieved that you were able to trace it. Did you figure anything out regarding the cameras?
That one wasn't really a mystery after I discovered that the Dark Dome is inside of the compound, right? So it was trivial for someone to connect the cameras to the network with the other cameras. Someone must have come down here to the trunk and put them on the network. Then they made it so that they were invisible to the other computers on the network.
Perhaps there's another Ty that could do something like that.
Well, you did tell me that only Ties know about this place. Maybe you aren't the only Ty who's meddling.
Meddling? I'm doing my duty as the project lead of the Dome.
Well, whoever did put the cameras in the feed did it from outside of the trunk. I can't trace it back to any of the other workstations.
I hate how clever we are sometimes, but that's a vital clue. Thank you, Cole. I knew that I was right to enlist you. Your services have been incredibly valuable.
Glad I could help.
And that is all we needed you for, so our next priority should be getting you out of here. You will find a care package in your inbox in the coming days as a thank you for your services. And now, follow me. We will exit the trunk and part ways. You will return to your department. You will speak of this to no one. Felix, we will reconvene in private and discuss the particulars. Some new information has come to light that needs to be discussed immediately.
Right you are. Thank you again for your services, Paul.
No problem. Let me know if you ever need to hack into the mainframe again.
That we will.
Ugh, feel so much better. How'd I even get dried blood in my ears? All right, time to think, Lieutenant. They want a story. What you gonna tell them? Because you can't tell them that you killed Mikey and MW. Maybe, they're still stuck in the dome. Yeah. All right. Howdy there, Lieutenant. Remember me? It's your old Lieutenant calling. Well, I ain't the Lieutenant no more. You are. It's Michael now. Or it's gonna be soon enough. Listen, I took care of that Mikey and MW iterations what was following me around. They were suspicious of me when we got to the trunk, but they didn't catch on in time. I killed them and dumped them out in the middle of nowhere. Weren't no problem. I'm at the apartment in Riga getting my Michael costume together. You think I should go with the green plaid or the red plaid?
Neither. You gotta grab the deerskin jacket if you really wanna look the part.
That's a good point. So, deerskin jacket, and I'm definitely grabbing this here belt buckle. I miss this junk. Hey, Lieutenant, can you do me a big favor? Consider it your first order of business in your new job. When I wrap up here, I'm gonna need me a ride to the Sidewinder. Think you can help out an old friend? I ain't got a calculator, so otherwise I'm gonna have to walk all the way to Montana from here.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can make it worth your while, of course. After the Sidewinder, I'm heading to Texas to finish this whole Michael business. Now I can walk all them folks right into that new dome just for you. You can pick them up and take them to Opero's, or you can let them boil in there. Don't bother me none, long as you let me and Sly go. Thanks, buddy. I gotta wrap up here and then I'll give you a call. Congrats on the new job. I know I left the place in capable hands. Take care of yourself and say howdy to M-Dog for me. Alright, bye. Alright, got that taken care of. Let's see if I can find that journal of yours, Michael. See if you ever wrote about your old pal, Lieutenant. Ah, here it is. Alright. Yep, there we are. Last journal entry before you went in the dome. Look at me there, star of the show. I'll be taking this with me. Guess what I should do is burn it. Sam Hill.
Is someone in the apartment?
Shit. Boris. Of course he heard me. Couldn't mind his own business for even a second.
Open door or I will open door myself. I have big gun for intruder.
Why won't you go away, Bart? I don't want to have to hurt
you. Door. I open door now.
It's okay. It'll be easy. Just open the door, shoot Boris, and drag him inside. You can do this, Lieutenant. Michael, you can do this, Michael. Can't leave no witnesses.
Michael? Why do you point pistol at me? Do you not recognize Boris? It's your landlord.
My bad, Boris. I weren't expecting no one. You scared the hell out of me. I was in the other room getting dressed. Couldn't tell who it was at the door, and I weren't expecting company. What's going on, partner? Why are you standing at my door with a shotgun in your hands and a dead boar slung across your shoulders?
I just returned from a hunt. I hear water running from inside the apartment. I was worried the pipe burst, but then I heard footsteps. So then I worry about intruder.
Well, it's safe to say there ain't no intruder, part. Just little old me. Me and the rest of the mics have been away for work. Can't say more than that. We're still away for work, actually. I just stopped by to grab some things and be on my way.
The apartment will wait. It's here whenever you need it. Do not worry. You are always welcome here.
Why, that's mighty kind of you, Boris.
Do you want half of boar? You can take it back with you, of course.
You ain't gotta do all the work of butchering that thing for me, Boris.
Nonsense. We will butcher boar in the kitchen, and then Boris will be on his way. Then you will have supplies to take back with you. This works, no?
That's... Alright, fine, Boris. We'll butcher the boar in my kitchen. Come on in and we'll get everything set up. Don't mind the mess. Don't know who tore up the living room like this. Must have been one of the other mocks looking for something. Alright, we can set it down right here. Let me help you with that. 1, 2, 3. Gotta hand it to you, Boris. This boar is a big one. What's the story behind him?
Oh, I wish you had been there this morning so that you could come with me. I needed a second pair of eyes. I did not see this one coming until it was almost too late. He charged right at me. I was lucky to aim shotgun in time. This could have been the end of poor Boris.
Well, you're right about that, Bard. I would have had your back. Maybe I'll get to tag along next time. Can you pass me that knife, please?
Here you are. So, how about you, cowboy? You have been through a lot, yes? You have been in the war.
What makes you say that?
You have look in your eyes of someone who has returned from war. You think about past more than the present.
Well, you're right, you know. I have been at war. And I wish I could tell you everything I've been through, but some things gotta remain secret. Gotta protect myself and my flock.
I understand. You have your secrets. Protect yourself, cowboy. And, protect Michael for me?
I'm not sure I catch your drift, Boris. I'm Michael.
You are a Michael, but you are not the Michael that lives in this apartment. You are a brother of Michael, like Mike is brother of you. You are here for his belongings, yes? I see you have his journal in your back pocket.
Didn't want to lie to you, Bard. I just didn't want to spook you neither. I was scared you wouldn't understand.
There is a photo of Michael with blonde men on the desk in his room. He loves that picture. You should bring it to him. It will make him feel like he's at home, even though he is at war.
That's mighty thoughtful of you, Boris. I think I'll do that.
Fresh meat helps as well. And tell him that the crows in the courtyard miss him. I try to feed crows, but they do not like Boris. They swoop and pick at me because they do not trust me. They think I have done something to Michael.
Well, you can tell them crows that Michael's doing just fine. I bet he'll get a kick out of that story. He misses them crows just as fierce as they miss him.
I do not know you, cowboy. You claim to be Michael. I do not know why you lied, because I do not know you. I know other Michael cowboys who are not Michael cowboy, but you are not one of them. I do not know what you intend to do or if you intend to go to Michael at all. I want you to know that I care deeply about my Michael. I will protect him. he must never come to harm. Do you understand me, strange cowboy?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Good. Hand me that. What is a cold knife to cut through bone?
The cleaver.
That is it. Hand me the cleaver, please.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. These weapons, the knives and the shotgun, they can be used for more than just killing and butchering boar. Do you understand this, cowboy?
I don't want no trouble, Boris.
I know what to do when an animal is charging at me. Do you understand what I am saying?
I understand your partner.
I am glad you understand. Boris does not want trouble either, but I will put end to trouble.
Loud and clear, boss.
So tell me, my friend, does MW still use revolver I gave him as a parting gift?
Oh yeah, he loves that Colt Python. He'll come up with any excuse to use it. He keeps it holstered with him everywhere he goes.
That is good news. Pistol he was using before was puny and ineffective. I miss MW. Bruno miss MW. He will claw at the door when we walk by apartment. I explained to him that MW is not in there, but he does not understand. He's a stupid dog.
Dumb as the day is long. Be sure to pet him for me.
That's Hunter. Hopefully he has more information this time.
I still don't like that you're keeping in touch with that guy, Jam. After all he did to us.
Seriously, he's scary and he didn't even do anything to me.
Oh please, Hunter Jeremiah Hartley isn't scary. Sure, H was a giant pain in the ass in another time and he almost made Mike Walters go extinct, but that's not the Hunter I know. The Hunter I know is sweet and innocent and kind. And he's doing us a solid by telling us all of this, so I say he gets a pass.
All that's fine and dandy, Jam, but you didn't have to spend your whole timeline cooped up with three iterations of yourself. And you didn't have to hang out with him and his war buddy Eagle. Ugh. Still get the shivers thinking about it.
He's a work acquaintance. It's important to keep work relationships solid. You never know when it might pay off. Like right now, for instance. He's our only line into this kind of stuff.
What's he saying? Did he elaborate on the Over stuff?
He did. This text is a long one. According to Hunter, Over received notification of a button press from somewhere inside of the compound. Not at Over, the compound, which is extremely strange.
Mikey had a button, I think, but I don't know how they work.
None of us really know how it works. Everyone who works at Over is issued an emergency button that we are essentially told never to press. The handbook says that it is not for textbook emergencies, up to and including your imminent death. I've never met anyone who has pushed the button. If someone pressed their button and Over is taking the response seriously, that means that there is actually an emergency, maybe one that we don't have the insight to understand. Something interorganizational is happening. According to Hunter, while Over is running around trying to figure out this button situation, the compound is reporting that there has been a failed duplication of the dome that the base is inside of. The failed duplication created a shadow dome. His words, not mine.
Whoa, shadow dome sounds cool as hell.
Well, it isn't cool as hell, because it appears that all three of the mics inside the dome have disappeared and been transported inside. The report about the button and the report about the shadow dome came in at nearly the same time.
Mikey's got a button. Do you think that maybe they got trapped inside the Shadow Dome and he pushed the button in order to alert someone to come rescue them?
Are you saying there's a version of my big bear trapped in that Shadow Dome?
That appears to be the case, yes.
Well, then what are we staying around here for? We gotta bust him out of there pronto!
Sly, we don't know where the Shadow Dome is or whether it's safe for us to go there. Did Hunter say where it was, Jam?
He did not. I'm not sure how we would go about figuring that out.
We can't just sit here! I'm gonna go get my shotgun from the back.
Don't get your shotgun, Sly. There are patrons in here. What if Bill saw you sitting at the bar with a shotgun?
Oh, Bill's seen worse than that. I got stories about that fella for days.
We could try to cooperate with Hunter in the compound. They seem to have a plan to retrieve them. Maybe we can help with that.
I don't mean to sound callous here, but is this even that big a deal? These are Mike iterations from inside the dome. They aren't our iterations. Sly, your Big Bear is down in Texas with the others. He's not in any danger.
It might be just an iteration, but it's an iteration of my Big Bear. They're all my Big Bear. I can't stand to think of him suffering.
Hey, Sly, there's nothing that we can do right now. Maybe we should try and relax and get our thoughts off of this. I've sent a message to Hunter. I'll see what he says. Do you want to play some pool, maybe?
Only if you play with a handicap, Jam. I'm tired of losing every time.
Sounds like a skill issue.
We can't talk about this kind of stuff if we head back there, you know? Bill's back there playing pool by his lonesome.
Does he ever stop playing pool? Maybe Bill could finally be the one to beat Jam.
Oh, please. I'm not scared of Bill.
Howdy, y'all. How's it going?
Big Bear?
There's my badger.
What the hell are you doing at the Sidewinder? Did you come all the way up from Texas? What's wrong?
I don't know how to say this. I ain't been in Texas. I ain't that Michael.
Huh? Which Michael are you then?
Something terrible happened at the dome. There was an attack and the Mikes got transported somewhere awful. I just barely escaped with my life.
We just heard the news about the attack. According to Hunter, the compound is planning a rescue mission. They think that you're still in there.
Where are Mikey and MW?
Wish I knew, pard. The other dome is like hell on Earth. It's pitch black and burning hot. It was so disorienting. We couldn't see anything. Sweat burned my eyes, so I had to keep them closed. But I kept hearing something. It was like there was something in there trying to hunt us down. I could hear Mikey and MW just screaming for help, but I couldn't find them. I had to fend for myself. I ran and ran through the dome till I found the edge. I thought I was gonna black out. I might have blacked out because I couldn't see anything. I felt along the edge of the wall till I found this secret control panel and I just started pushing buttons till one of them dumped me out in the trunk. And that was the last time I saw him.
I'm so sorry, Michael. That sounds awful.
I wanted to save him, of course, but we're no use. There's no point in me going back in there. I'd just get lost again and maybe get picked off like they were. So I used the trunk to transport to the Sidewinder, because that was the only place I knew to go. Oh, Sly. I thought I was as good as dead.
Oh, come here, Michael. You poor thing, you. It's gonna be okay, you hear me? It's gonna be okay. We're gonna get those iterations back. We're gonna find them. Don't you worry your pretty little head about that. We'll find Mikey and MW and we'll save them from that dang Shadow Dome.
Don't get me wrong, Michael. It's great to see you here. I'm just wondering why you came to the Sidewinder instead of going to Texas. They're the ones who are making preparations to break the base out of the compound. We're trying to help, but we can only do so much on our own.
Well, there's a reason for that. It all goes back to when they first decided to iterate off of us. Mikey and MW decided the best course of action would be to consolidate with their dome iterations as soon as we broke out of the compound. Michael, on the other hand, was a whole nother story. He don't want to consolidate. He wants to kill me. I know, because I wasn't yet iterated when he had that thought. He ain't gonna consolidate with me without a fight. So I'm scared if I show up there alone, Michael try and kill me.
I won't let that happen to you, Big Bear. You ain't going in there alone. We'll be there with you. I'll stand between you and him the whole time if I have to. He'd have to shoot through me to get to you. I'm putting my foot down.
You were right not to go alone then. We'll make sure this is a friendly encounter. Nobody's gonna kill anybody. We can deal with Michael. This isn't the first time his hot-headedness has got him in trouble. He's stubborn.
Please. Ornery.
He's ornery, but we can talk this out together.
Sounds good to me. I didn't have anything going on this afternoon. I'm down to swing on down to Texas, consolidate Michael, rescue the Mikes from the mysterious Shadow Dome, and be home in time for dinner. Beats my plan to sit here at the Sidewinder and get drunk.
Don't look now, but we got a visitor.
Hey, Sly. Sorry to interrupt. Can I get another beer, please?
Sure thing, Bill. Coming right up.
Sorry to pry, but I couldn't help overhearing you. I don't know the situation, but it sounded like you were talking about killing someone. I've been out of that nasty business a long time, but Sly here's a good buddy of mine. If y'all are in trouble, I'm willing to come out of retirement.
We don't I don't think that we're really...
We don't want to rope anyone else into this. It's complicated. Thank you, though.
Bill, I know what kind of situations you've been in. I promise you, they ain't nothing like this. Trust me, you're going to want to sit this one out.
Suit yourself, Sly. Just remember that I ain't just a pool shark.
Bill, you ain't even a pool shark.
Now you're just being hurtful for the sake of hurting. Thanks for the beer, Sly. I'll be back there at the pool table if you need me.
Sounds good, Bill. Thanks for stopping by.
Anytime.
Maybe we should get out of here before any more loyal bar patrons offer their services to us.
Agreed. Now how are we getting to Texas?
I was already planning on having Hunter transport me back to Over when we were done here. I can have him send us to Texas instead. Once we're there, we can use their calculators to go wherever we need to go.
Oh, we can't road trip down there on the motorcycles like we did last time?
Ain't got time for that, Sly. Mikey and MW are in trouble.
Michael's right. Besides, if we leave now, we can coordinate with the hunters in the compound to ensure that we end up inside of the Shadow Dome at the same time they do. Maybe we'd stand a better chance of finding them if we were all in there together.
Or we could try to break the base out of the compound while they're all in the Shadow Dome.
One plan at a time. But that's also worth considering.
I don't like the idea of Hunter transporting us anywhere. What if he gets a wild hair up his ass and decides to wipe all of us from the face of the earth instead?
I wouldn't worry about that. I can enlist some of our compatriots to make sure that he doesn't do anything out of line.
All right, just let me take care of one thing before we go.
Hey, whoever keeps requesting the same song on the jukebox just lost jukebox privileges for everyone. You hear? I'm shutting it down.
That's right. Now, we're leaving, but when we get back, if this song is playing, I will draw down on someone. I see you, Bill. Don't think I don't see you. You are culprit numero uno.
Care of my soul. Let me take. Huh. Okay, well, that's a little strange. I don't normally get texts from Jamila. I wonder what they're texting me about.
Hey, yo, what? They legalized gay marriage? Let's fucking go, dude. That's... Sorry, you were saying what? Sorry. Which one is Jamila again?
Come on, Troy. You have to know about Jamila Gardner. Who they are? Have you not been studying the flashcards? I put so much work into those flashcards. They work in 116E with Edgar. Or, I guess Edgar used to work there? Nothing. Really? 116E? The interfacing building between Tier 1 and Tier 2?
The interfacing building? Come on, why does it matter which way the building is facing? Charlie, are you talking about the bathrooms? Edgar didn't work in the bathroom. What are you talking about?
The building at the gate into Tier 2? Have you walked around the grounds of Over?
I don't usually go inside. I do my job. I'm a guard at the gate. And then I go home. What does the text message say?
Okay, Troy. Okay, here. Jim says that they're at the Sidewinder with some friends, and they heard that something is happening with base inside of the compound. That's something with a capital S, mind you. They need to get to the Texas base ASAP. So apparently they asked Hunter to go transport them there, and they want me to go find Hunter and make sure that he doesn't try to do anything, villainous. Their words, not mine. Despite everything, I still think Hunter's a sweet guy.
Cool. Who's Jam?
Jam is Jamila Gardner. Troy, these are on the flashcards.
Oh, I get it now. Jam, Jamila, Jam. That's fine. That's cute. I like that. Hey, I can man the gate for you if you want, but we'll have to do the guard change dance all over again, though. Please.
Oh, no, honey, no. You can't watch the gate for me. That would put you into overtime, and Over, you know, the agency, would throw a fit about that. You don't want to deal with that. I don't want you to have to deal with that. And I, myself, don't want to have to deal with that. And you know what? You're clocked out anyway. So I'll just... Yeah, actually, I think that'll work. I'll just pass everything through to Tier 2 while I'm gone. They can handle it all remotely, so no one even has to come down here. Easy peasy. Plus, it's not like there's that many people coming through the gate today anyway.
I'm glad I don't have to work. Can I tag along with you? I'm only here after my shift because I want to hang out with you, and if you leave, that'll make that kind of hard to do unless I go with you, you know?
Aw, Troy. I like hanging out with you, too. Yeah, you know what? Sure. I think it'll be fun. You can come along. And who's to say? I might need a little bit of backup if Hunter tries any funny business. Who's to say?
Should I grab my gun?
I'm joking, Troy. Hey, do you leave your gun on the table when you clock out?
Yeah, Charlie, I leave my gun on the table when I go home, okay? I tried bringing it home with me one time, and it was heavy, and it hurt my hip, okay? And when I press the button on it, it's loud, okay? I don't need it at the house.
Oh, Troy, honey, baby, no. You're supposed to keep it with you, especially when you're inside of Over. And especially don't leave it overnight. What if someone came and stole it?
Someone would yell at me for not having my gun, which is kind of what you're doing right now anyway.
Troy, let's just go.
So, should I grab my gun, or...
Yes!
You said that your friend Jamila is going to meet with the Texas people, right? We're not going to have to go back there, are we? Because I don't really want to go back there. When you brought me there, where there were two of me, they asked me a lot of really hard questions that I didn't really know the answers to. And that giant horse kept trying to eat my shirt.
No, we don't have to go back there, Troy. It's okay. We just have to make sure that Jamila, Sly, and Matt make it there safe and sound.
Okay, that's good. I don't think that I like horses.
Hey, no. Bluster is a good horse. I'm sure he didn't mean to scare you. He just thought that your shirt looked yummy.
I mean, he can have my shirt if he wants, just preferably not with me in it.
Oh. Hello, Charlie. Hello, Troy. I wasn't expecting to see the two of you today.
We've already got quite the ragtag bunch inside here. What brings you to my cabin?
Hey, Hunter. Jamila texted me. They said that they needed to transport a team from the Sidewinder all the way to Texas. They wanted me to stop by and make sure that, you know, everything stays on the up and up.
Oh, they're that suspicious of me, are they? That's fine. I get it. That was a different timeline. I'm not trying to pull a fast one on anyone, especially not Jamila Gardner. They've got a good head on their shoulders. I'm trying to keep my head down and get Ryan and Cannonball ready for the mission that the compound is about to send us on.
Jam mentioned something about the compound. Yeah, sounds familiar. It seems like that's why they're going to Texas, I think. Wait, Hunter, did something go wrong with base?
According to Ty, the mics went missing from the dome today. He thinks that he might know where they've been taken. He's sending the base to retrieve them, and the three of us are going to support them remotely. Ryan and Cannonball over there are getting prepped.
Oh, how the tables have turned. You helping the mics. Wouldn't have expected that. Sorry, I don't know if that's a sore subject, but I wanted to say thank you. I think it's very sweet of you.
It's a living. I'm doing a job for Ty, and he is signing the metaphorical checks. If he wants to deal with Mike Walters and all of his messes, that's his prerogative.
I'm not happy about it for what it's worth.
That's why he's called Cannonball, you know. He's a loose cannon. He's got a short fuse, a hot temper. His unchecked anger issues are a force to be reckoned with.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Ooh, scary. So, this is mission control, huh? Okay, how does it all work? Like, what do each of you guys do? What are your tasks? The day-to-day? I want to know all of it. I'm really actually super intrigued by this. I've never gotten to peek behind the curtain before.
I'm in charge, of course. I keep these two lollygaggers from slacking off.
He cracks a whip on us hard.
I'm also in direct communication with Ty Betteridge. He relays orders and information to me, and I relay them to Ryan and Cannonball.
I'm running comms. I'll be talking to base through an earpiece and repeating whatever these two have to say.
Toph is going to calm their nerves in the heat of battle with his dulcet tones. He has both a voice and a face for radio, you know.
You're lucky I'm not actually a loose cannon.
That leaves me. I will be doing all of the heavy lifting. You might say that I'm the star of the show, based on available information. The mics appear to be trapped in a strange sort of shadow dome that is a mangled version of the dome that the compound was keeping them in. Ty found the coordinates for this dome, and he has enlisted me in trying to hack into the computerized portions of it. Most of the electronics got busted when they tried to iterate it from the original dome. I'm going to see if I can get any of those electronics back online. It's pitch black in there. You can only see inside with night vision goggles. It would be easier to conduct a search in there if everyone could see what they were doing.
Ooh, that sounds like a cool job. I went to Texas with Charlie for some of this base stuff. I thought we were going to go on cool adventures like that, but instead a giant horse tried to eat me.
Will the two of you be staying for the main event?
I think that's a really good idea. Yeah, it sounds exciting. I've never been a part of Mission Control. And I can keep an eye on the three of you. Make sure that you're actually helping our friends out. No bullshit.
Of course. We are professionals, after all.
I don't know, Charlie. I just got off my shift. I'm sleepy and hungry.
Hunter made tater tot hot dish for us. It's in the kitchen. There's plenty to go around. Help yourself, Troy.
I don't know what tater tot hot dot is.
Troy, you goof. Okay. Well, admittedly, I don't actually know what it is either, but sounds yummy.
It's pretty good. You should try some.
You're both welcome to stay and witness the festivities. It should be quite the spectacle.
All right, then. I'll start making myself at home.
You've got yourself a deal, Hunter. And I'm not gonna lie, that tater tot hot dish is pretty promising. So, I guess we're ready to transport Jam and company to Texas now? Or do we need to take a trip into Tier 2 for that? Or can you do that here?
Huh? Was I supposed to wait to do that? I have to transport tech here on my computer, so I went ahead and sent them over. Is that okay?
I mean, if you actually got them there, then I guess so, yeah. Oh, okay, phew. All right, that right there was the text from Jam. They are all safe and sound in Texas, so thanks, I guess. Could you maybe wait for the go-ahead next time? I would be a little upset if there was anything that had gone wrong.
I will, assuming that there is a next time.
Okay, great. Wait, did anybody see where Troy went?
He's already asleep on the couch.
Who goes there? This is private property. Oh, Matt, Jam, Sly, what are y'all doing here? And you got yourselves a Michael.
Is Michael inside?
He sure is, so why don't you state your business?
This here Michael says that he escaped from the dome in the compound. Looks like things are going belly up in there, and the other Mikes need our help. He found us at the Sidewinder.
He said that Mikes agreed to iterate with the compound iterations once they escaped, but that Michael might not cooperate.
Well, that's between him and Michael then, ain't it? Y'all gonna just stand there or come in?
What if Michael shoots him?
Then y'all are cleaning up.
You get behind me, Big Bear. I'll protect you.
Hey, Michael, don't get ornery now, but there's an iteration here to see ya. Says he's from the dome and he's scared silly you're gonna shoot him. About time he showed up. You hold still won't hurt none, okay?
Sorry, Pard, but you're gonna have to go through me if you won't, Adam. You ain't killing another Michael. That ain't how we do things.
Sure it is. How'd y'all run into this lowlife?
Lowlife? Michael, this is an iteration of you, and not even from that long ago.
That's how I know he's a lowlife. I can smell it on him.
And how do we know this here Michael is from where he said he was from?
You have my word, I was living in the dome. I can tell you all about it. Big dome with the base inside. There was that shed we was living in. Had the boulders in the yard in there with us. Got a panel on the outside what leads to the trunk. I found the panel, that's how I got out.
I'd say that checks out. Tex?
It's a good sign. I don't know how a stray Michael'd know that.
Well, it's good to see you fine folks again. Howdy, Jam, Matt, Sly. Glad to see you finally made it free, Michael. Where are your compadres?
I got bad news about them. Only reason I'm free is there was some sort of accident. Someone tried to iterate the dome and something went wrong. Us Mikes ended up in some sort of weird shadow dome. There was something in there with us and we ended up getting split up. I found the control panel and made it out through the trunk. Used the trunk to make it to the Sidewinder and find Badger.
You're saying that someone duplicated the dome?
Yeah, but it sure ain't perfect. Dome's busted to shit.
That's because the compound has been working on a defensive array. Must have prevented them from getting a clean shot at you. Operos is the likely culprit. We had us a little incident with those unsavory curs a little while ago. They made it through our array, but it took some elbow grease.
I don't care about them iterations in the dome. Leave them to the wolves. Good riddance.
Michael, I know how you feel about duplicates. You don't mean that.
I was gonna kill them anyway, outlaw.
That's what this iteration of Michael was scared of.
All the other Mikes promised we'd consolidate, but not him.
That's why we brought this iteration here, Michael. It sounds like you made a promise to him.
No, they promised to consolidate him. I promised to kill him. Mikey, MW, get your asses in here. You got a mess to clean up.
Sorry, I'm not an expert. Isn't consolidation, like, super dangerous?
It's dangerous if it's a greenhorn doing it. I could do it for him. I got a lot of experiences consolidating folks under worse conditions than this. It'll be a challenge with these rinkadink calculators we got, but I should be able to tune them just right.
You'd consolidate my two big bears for me?
It'd be a piece of cake, if they're willing to sit still for the procedure.
Well, I ain't doing it. Now, I hate to get pushy, but we ain't got time for dithering, Michael. We gotta get the show on the road. Them other iterations are still trapped in the Shadow Dome, and they're hurting in there. I know. I've been in there. It's hotter in hell, and there's something in there with them. They don't got long. Are y'all seriously buying this sad puppy shtick?
You don't seem to be lying, Michael.
You called me in here from the other room. Would you like my opinion, Michael?
Sure as hell don't, Mikey.
Okay, how about my opinion, since you don't want Mikey's? Michael, you told them that you would consolidate with them. In return, they let you leave the dome. Now, this iteration of you is free, so it's time to make good on your promise.
Mike's right, Michael. I know you got a cowboy code. Gotta stick to it.
Well, Mike and Outlaw, that's damn easy for both of y'all to say. You ain't got an iteration in this fight. I'm the one what's gotta consolidate with this'un.
They're right, Michael. We made a deal with them. Me and Mikey fully intended to consolidate with them when they got free, no matter how scared we might be. Cause I am a little scared. But it's only fair that we do right by them.
I think we should take a vote.
I vote no.
All in favor of consolidating the two Michaels? That's one, two, three,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Someone needs to get consolidated. It is way too cramped in here.
Yep, not to mention confusing. I'm one of the Mikes, and I don't know which cowboy's which.
All opposed? Just Michael.
You want to complain about being cramped? You ever been consolidated, Matt?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, it ain't pretty. Folks get sick and die consolidating. It can tear you up something fierce.
It ain't no joke. That much is true. But it's a routine procedure. It's like having your tonsils taken out. Good old Dr. Outlaw can patch you together in no time. And all the ice cream you can eat after.
How about you, Tex? You gonna turn your back on me, too? You all brought this mess in my house when you made that promise. Now, I've been out on my lonesome, and I found a way to scrape by, but I won't wish it on another Michael. Consolidating's the right thing to do, because you told him you'd do it.
Are you scared, Michael?
No, I ain't scared.
Oh, he's scared all right. I can read him like a book. That's the look he makes when I tell him it's his turn to feed Bertha.
Bertha the emu? Yeah, she's scary.
Mean son of a bitch. But I can watch her chase Big Bear around the ranch all day.
Sorry, Michael, that's funny. All right. May the humiliation please stop. I get it. My number's been called. I can't fight with you any longer. Now, Outlaw, I need you to look me in the eye and promise me you ain't gonna screw this up.
I'm not in the habit of screwing up, Michael. You have my word. Ever since I broke free from the compound, I promised myself that I wouldn't hurt a hair on the head of a Michael ever again. You're in good hands. We'll be as careful as can be. We'll set up a correction point and everything. It's like what Windows used to do with System Restore. If anything goes wrong, we can go back and stop it.
Look, I didn't show up to stir up trouble. I want my life back. I need my badger. I can't go out there on my own. I wouldn't be able to make it.
Oh, love you, Big Bear.
No, I love you too, Badger. You don't get to call him that.
The way I see it, you're both my Big Bear. I ain't got to choose between the two of you, so y'all better consolidate. I don't see what the big deal is. If there's two of me running around, I'd consolidate for you, Michael.
Sly, fine, y'all wore me down. Quit ganging up on me and let's just do it, okay? Quick, Outlaw, before I go changing my mind.
Yep, I can do that. I just need the two of you to sit in these two chairs here and keep real still-like. And I need the rest of y'all to stand back so you don't get caught in the crossfire.
Excellent. Yes, all this talk of consolidating got me back to my old ways. All right. All right, y'all. Put the tip of your toe against the edge of that floorboard there so I can line you up. No, not that floorboard. No, the other one. Thank you. Yep, just like that. And don't move. Are you all ready?
I promise y'all ain't gonna regret this, Michael. Just do it.
See you on the other side, Michael. Consolidating in 3, 2, 1. Now, was that so bad, Michael?
No, sir, it weren't. In fact, I'm feeling pretty dang good. Feels good to be put back together again. And out of that godforsaken dome. Yeehaw!
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 Yeehaw! I think you set off a chain reaction.
Yeah. Yeehaw. Don't get too comfortable feeling fancy free, Michael. I still intend to consolidate with that iteration, so we gotta go back in that dome and find him.
I'm dreading going back. Ain't nothing in there but torture.
How are we gonna get into the Shadow Dome, Michael? Do you know how to get there?
I know the coordinates. Got them memorized. All we gotta do is transport in.
I'm not sure I follow. If OI iterated the dome with the intent to steal it, how do you know what the coordinates are to get back?
I saw them. There was a monitor with cameras pointed at the Shadow Dome.
Why would the Shadow Dome have cameras in the compound?
I ain't got it figured out, but I ain't lying to you. You ain't accusing me, are you, Mikey?
No, I'm just trying to understand. This has been a very complicated meeting.
Well, understand this. There's an iteration of you and an iteration of MW in that dang dome. We're gonna bust them out.
I'm ready, Michael. All this consolidating got me riled up. Tex, should we show our friends here to the armory? I think it's time to stock up. Tex has quite the stockpile.
We could have stocked up in my house, you know. I got grenades.
Hey, they said that you wanted to see me about something.
Hey, M-Dog.
Just the man I was looking for. Glad you could make it. How's it going, buddy?
Look, Eagle, I don't know why you're looking for me, but I don't think that I could take any endurance or resistance training right now. I can't feel where you stabbed me yesterday, but I can feel it sort of spiritually, if you know what I mean, and it's ruining my vibe.
Always such a jokester. I don't want to stab you. Well, maybe later. We'll see how the day goes. Come in, grab a donut. We have a lot to talk about.
Well, I am a little bit hungry. I just got off this diet where you can only eat pickles, but you can eat all the pickles you want, so what is this about?
There have been some interesting developments around Operos today, and Lieutenant and I have decided that it's time for you to receive something that you have been begging for a long time. Lieutenant, you can bring him in here now.
Howdy there, M-Dog.
Were you hiding around the corner waiting for me to come in?
Yup, and I brought an old friend of yours with me. You remember Ed-Man, don't you?
Hey, babe. It's really you. I've missed you.
Ed-Man, you were gone for so long. What have they been doing to you? Did they hurt you? I saw the scar from the other side of the glass.
I'm fine, babe. That scar is old at this point. It doesn't hurt anymore. I'm sorry. I tried to get them to take me to you.
I've been trying to. I tried everything.
It's okay. I'm here now. We're together again. It's going to be okay.
Heartwarming, ain't it?
Heartwarming indeed. Like a Hallmark movie. I'm sorry to cut the reunion short. I'm glad you're happy to see each other, but I didn't bring Edmund here out of the goodness of my heart. I brought him here because the four of us have some important business to take care of.
So you better wipe them tears away.
I don't know what you're trying to pull by bringing him here, but I'm not going to let you hurt him anymore.
Nobody is going to hurt anyone. At least, not here and now. I'm assembling a team to take care of an important mission, and you've been chosen. We're all going back into the Shadow Dome together. There's more work to be done there.
I don't understand. There's nothing in there. What more work could we do? Lieutenant and the others got out.
That is only the beginning of the story. Would you like to take it away, Lieutenant?
Gladly. As you know, the Lieutenant before me killed an iteration of Mockle and then made it out of the dome with the other iterations. Since then, he has kept in contact with me. After he made it out of the Shadow Dome, he was successfully able to kill the iterations that he escaped with. Since then, he has been able to convince the base's allies in Texas that he was the real deal iteration of Michael from the Dome, which culminated in him convincing them to let him consolidate with their Michael. So he is now de facto the real Michael. We got a man all the way on the inside.
The new Michael has really rolled up his sleeves and got to work since he made it out of the Shadow Dome. He's convinced the others that the Dome iterations are still in there. The Compound believes that they're in there as well. Both teams are interested in retrieving them. They're putting together a joint mission to go into the Shadow Dome together to look for them. Michael's managed to round up all of them in one convenient place.
It's the perfect honeypot. Nothing left for us to do except for to snatch him up.
Okay, so the Shadow Dome is some sort of booby trap now? I mean, harsh realm. But I'm not seeing how this is a mission that we all have to go on. They're all going to the Shadow Dome? Great, let them? Can't you just wait for them to show up and capture them with your fancy technology?
It isn't that simple. They'll be returning to the Shadow Dome with the full power of the Compound behind them. You saw firsthand how strong their defensive capabilities are. Operos is worried that if we try to capture them through traditional means, we'll be thwarted, and they'll retreat. Which is why we need to convince them that they should come with us. That's why the four of us will be going in there to get our hands dirty.
Don't you have, like, a whole spiritual black hole army of Michaels who do your bidding? Why don't you have them do that instead of us getting our hands dirty?
'Cause we ain't getting our hands that dirty. The Michaels are for killing folk. We wanna take these alive. We take base away from the Compound and use him for our own purposes. And of course, Michael is one of ours, so we'll just let him and Sly go. Let him out the back door is a way of saying thanks.
If you think that me and M-Dog are going to convince them to cooperate, then I don't think your plan is going to work. They don't trust us. Matt has been hiding in our bushes for how long, would you say, babe? About a year?
Yeah, when did that start? That had to have been at least a year ago.
The base might not trust you, but the Mikes want you, Edmund. They know that you've been receiving medical information inside of Operos, and that you don't die at the same time as their Edgar dies. They're desperate to understand what we've done. They want you, and they want you alive. That's why Lieutenant here will be pointing a gun at you the whole time we're in Shadow Dome. They can play ball or they can watch you die in front of them. You should get the mics on board and... Oh boy, are there a lot of mics running around these days.
Have I never talked to Eagle about Edman? He keeps saying Edman.
Yeah, he does that.
So, what are you gonna do when they call your bluff? Because obviously you aren't going to shoot Edman.
Of course I am. Won't be the worst thing I did today. No offense, Edman. It's nothing personal, but we gotta put our money where our mouth is. It ain't a real threat unless I'll really do it.
I get it, cowboy. You're a hard ass, but you wouldn't do it, Michael. Not to Edman.
That's Lieutenant to you, M-Dog.
This is way over the line, even for the two of you. Has Anne signed off on this?
We don't need Anne's permission. Anne doesn't have anything to do with this. You are our employees, not hers. This is my project, not hers. She has no jurisdiction here.
This isn't fair. I'm going to go find her. I'm not going to let you do this, Michael.
Lieutenant.
I'm not going to stand around and let you blackmail them with Edman's life.
That's right, M-Dog. You ain't gonna be standing around. You're gonna take this here calculator and clean up after the lieutenant that came before me. There's a dead iteration of Michael inside that base that needs to be cleaned up. Can't have our base or the compound finding him. Because they'll start asking questions about that iteration that made it out of the Shadow Dome. We need them thinking he's the Michael he says he is. We'll take care of negotiations with Base. You focus on cleaning up Michael.
You're making too big of a deal out of this, M-Dog. There probably won't even be any bloodshed. Operos has been inspired by the compound to develop its own set of disruptive non-lethal strategies. Are they as fun as going hand-to-hand with your enemy to the death? Not quite. But we have some pretty trippy tricks up our sleeves. We'll be overpowering and subduing them while you're cleaning up our little Michael mess.
It's a win-win, M-Dog. We clean up a mess we made. We take the compound's playthings away from them and incorporate them into Operos and Eagle's project. Operos gets to test some experimental technology. It's gonna be a real humdinger. We'll run Base the way we want.
Base is such a boring name anyway. Once we bring them into the fold, we're calling them the Eagle's Nest. I've already designed leather jackets for everyone.
Edman, what are we gonna do? This is going to be a disaster, and you know that he doesn't mean vegan leather.
We do whatever they tell us to do, babe. They have the high ground. It's going to be okay. They're not going to hurt me. We'll get through this, and we'll figure out the rest later.
Edman's got the right idea. Buck up, M-Dog. This is going to be fun.
Alright, everyone make it here, okay? Roll call. I'm Tex. Me and Outlaw are here.
I got me, Mikey, and MW.
Yeah, Base is here.
Ryan and I are here.
We've got comms from Compound, too.
Sidewinder crew is here.
Let's kick some ass, Sly.
We're here to find Mikey and MW, not kick ass.
Nope, might have spoken too soon, Jam. Looks like the trash just walked itself out of the curb. Of course, fucking Eagle is here. And that face is just cruising for a bruising.
Who is that he has with him?
Is that who I think it is?
Thank you all for coming. It's great to finally see everyone in one place like this, even if we need night vision goggles in order to see. We come to you today with a proposition that you can't refuse. We would like to formally invite you to become part of the Operos organization.
Oh, well, in that case, go fuck yourself.
Where are the iterations of Mikey and MW?
They are long gone, I'm afraid.
Bullshit. We got the Michael from the dome, and he said they were in here. Eagle's right. He ain't gonna find them.
There are more pressing matters than those iterations. As you can see here, we have Edman with us.
Did he say Edman?
We know that some of you are heavily invested in Edman's health. I know that you have an M-Dog in your midst. Mikey. I believe you have taken an interest in him, too. We're willing to offer access to Edman, pending your surrender to Operos. However, if you refuse to cooperate...
We'll kill him right here in the dome, right in front of all y'all.
Is that really... You wouldn't. I already had this discussion with him, Mikey. He will.
We at Operos can't very well breach these newfangled defensive traps the compounds come up with, but... Those traps won't do nothing to stop you from walking right over here from your own volition.
You are captives in the compound. Under my leadership, you would all be united. We could all be working together. I could train you into a legitimate fighting force. We could all be part of the same eagle's nest.
We got our own M-Dog back home, and he told us how you are with promises.
Yeah, the eagle's nest is a shitty name.
I mean, I kind of like it, but that ain't the point. They still have Edman. They weren't lying. You, gonna be okay, Mikey? Nope, they cured him. I have to know.
Mikey, stop.
Not so fast.
Edman.
What did you do to him?
Mikey here is going back in time 1 second per second. He's stuck.
We got more tricks like that if y'all don't behave. Alright, we're done playing around. Split up into your groups, y'all. They can't attack us all at once. Stick to the plan. Take your quadrant of the dome like we talked about. Find the iterations. Move, move, move.
I love a good chase. Hold down the fort for me, Lieutenant. M-Dog, go clean up Michael. I'll start chasing everyone down.
Come here, you wannabe army bastard. You're not gonna lay a finger on Edman.
Hey, what? I'm stuck?
What do you mean, stuck? Come on, I want to get as far away from Eagle as possible.
No, I mean, watch. If I take another step, I end up back here.
What do I do?
Leave me. Check your quadrant. The sooner we find them, the sooner we can get out of here.
You check in the shed, babe. I'll check around the outside.
I'm on it. Why are there 6 blowtorches in here?
I don't know, but someone was using them on the outside of the shed. There are scorch marks everywhere.
Mikey, can you hear me? Should I touch you? Or am I not supposed to touch you? Cannonball, come in, Cannonball. Mikey is frozen in place. We could use some help here.
Aren't in here either.
Slaw, I'm thinking maybe we should not turn ourselves in. This plan's gone belly up. We ain't gonna find these iterations.
What are you talking about, Big Bear?
I'm just wondering if they'd go easy on us if we gave up. Maybe if we rounded the others up and convinced them too.
Listen, I spent a long dang time with Eagle in another timeline. He ain't gonna go easy on us. More likely cut us open just to look at our insides. Snap out of it, Pilgrim. We ain't gonna find Mikey and MW if you acting like that.
Maybe move to the left?
No, I tried that.
No, down left, like this.
Like this? God damn it.
Ha! Got you cornered.
Fat chance, dipshit. Haha, miss me. Ow, fuck!
They got me.
Oh. Chris?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Ryan?
I got them.
Why do you have blowtorches?
Do you want one? Hell, take 2. We got plenty of these.
No, fucking say less, my man. Load me up.
Are you guys seeing this?
Edgar, there you are.
Whoa.
You have comms, right?
Ew.
Has anyone found anyone?
No. Sign of them. I don't think they're in here.
I haven't seen anything either.
Ty wants us to destroy the control panel that leads to the trunk. I'm going to find it. We need to get out of here. Mikey is stuck.
I'll come with you.
I can't see. He knocked my goggles off.
Good. Keep them off. Ryan said to keep the goggles off.
No, I'm not seeing Mikey or MW on the camera feeds either, Ty. If they were in there, we would have spotted them on the cameras, or base would have spotted them on the ground. I think it might be time to change our mission goals.
Tater hot tot dot is delicious. I'm gonna have to get someone to cook some more of it for me. Charlie, oh my god, did you try this yet?
I'm sure it's great, Troy. I don't really have an appetite right now. Ryan, you haven't seen anything at all? No movement?
Besides the clusterfuck of people moving around in there? Nope. No special rare holographic dome editions of Mikey and MW to be found.
Ty says to abandon the search for the mics. If they were ever in there, they're gone now. The new objective is to find and destroy the hidden control panel and then extracting all personnel.
Come in, base. Ty says that we're switching objectives.
Now hold your horses there, Toph. I just made a breakthrough. It's not Mikey and MW, but it's something. Tell everyone to take off their night vision goggles quickly.
Ryan says to take off the goggles for some reason.
I did not ask for editorializing, Toph. Tell them they have 5 seconds or it's going
to
hurt.
He says you have 5 seconds to take them off.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And there it is. Let there be light. It should be much easier to find a missing person now that everyone can see.
Can anyone see the iterations of Mikey or MW?
That's a negatory. I'm up here on top of the shed and I can't see nothing.
One of the Michaels is saying that he can see the whole dome from where he is and he doesn't see them.
Well, dret. At least we know they aren't hiding in the dark somewhere. And OI does not seem to be taking the light flooding into their night vision very well. At the very least, I bought base a few seconds. It looks like some of the weird stuff they were doing got interrupted. Mikey's moving again.
Why were we so sure they were in this dome to begin with?
Because the mics disappeared at the same time that the dome appeared.
And the dome iteration of Michael said that they were in there. I hope they made it out. I hope that they didn't get killed again. Poor Mikey.
Wait, Mikey is the biscuits and gravy guy, right?
Can we get a muzzle for him?
Wait, let me finish. Be nice.
Hey, guys. Edgar's saying that he's at the hidden control panel. He's about to destroy it.
I think that's the only remaining objective. Ty, Edgar is destroying the control panel. Do you want us to prepare to extract them? Ty says extract them.
Everyone, prepare for extraction. Mikey and MW are throwing a fit about finding their iterations.
Too bad. They'll have plenty of time to cry when they're out of the mystery time travel sauna. Give them a countdown, Toph. We're bringing our boys home. Or we're bringing them back to their own dome, at least.
Kind of a bummer that they have to go back into the dome. I was really looking forward to seeing Marissa.
Beginning more. Extraction in 3, 2, 1.
All right, good job, team. We did it.
Who the hell is we?
Ty is reporting that everyone is back in the compound. He will debrief everyone and send the Texas crew home. Great job, everyone. Especially you, Ryan. Turning the lights on really helped wrap things up.
It's what I do best. Congratulations, everyone. It was a mixed success, but we did everything we could from here.
I guess they weren't in there.
It's okay, Charlie. We'll find them. You and me.
Yeah, you know what? We will. They have to be out there somewhere.
Overall, I consider it a win. Nobody got killed, and nobody took Toph hostage. What more could you ask for?
Don't give them any ideas.
Great work, team. Start shutting everything down. Everybody grab some tater tot hot dish for the road, and then everybody get out of my cabin.
Wait, you went to our cabin and gave cheese to Peter? Charlie, you didn't have to do that. I mean, I figured he was going to be okay. He's a tough little guy, but thank you for doing that. I'm glad he's doing okay.
Of course I gave Peter cheese while you guys were away. I'm not about to let the little guy starve to death when you guys are on your missions. That's just cruel.
So the other day, I found these Tony
our time travel endeavors, and I'm not about to let it happen again. Rest in peace, Travis.
Troy, you do have toenails. I don't know how you're confused about this. You know what toenails are? You have to know what toenails are.
Go back and get them.
I know Chubbs is fucking in space, but can we not just find them in a second
store and
just
buy put there and take her?
They were out of order.
From the past
you
gonna have to
oh my god, it makes sense. Like, it's the only thing you should sell. Why sell anything else? Did you know that Mike was going to be doing a DJ set at this party? Man, they don't tell me nothing. They didn't tell me that this was going to be at Troy's house or that Troy's got a mansion. Yeah, what about you guys? Did you guys know about this place?
Marissa, before now, did you know that Troy lived in a mansion?
No, what the fuck? I would have been partying here all the time if I knew this place existed. Hey, how can Troy afford a fucking mansion on an over salary anyway?
Troy makes the same amount of money as I do, Sunshine. At least I'm pretty sure he does.
I'm telling you, Charlie, you need to talk to someone about fair compensation.
No offense, but you can't afford a place like this, right, Charlie? If so, I really need a fucking raise.
I wish. No, not even close. If I did, Marissa and I would have the cutest little cottage out in the middle of nowhere. That money has to be coming from somewhere else. Definitely not over.
Oh, is everyone doing, everyone having a good time over here? Can I get anyone anything? Drinks? Snacks? Drinks? We got pigs in a blanket over on the snacks table. Snacks?
I think we're good, Troy. Thank you, though.
Sure thing. Well, hey, if you need anything, just give me a holler or flag the butler down. He should be around here somewhere.
Flag the who? And he's gone.
I think that was a joke.
Oh, well, I'm glad someone can tell when he's joking.
Well, I think he's Flinch.
Ryan, come on. The evidence don't fit. Does it?
No, it doesn't fit. Do not entertain that idea. Can you imagine what Wobegon would have been like if Troy was Flinch?
Troy? Keep a secret like that from me? I really don't think he could. If Troy was Flinch, I would know. Absolutely. If you ask me, though, he probably does have some sort of secret. I just haven't figured it out yet.
Like a secret mansion, for starters.
So, when do you all have to go back to the compound?
We have a few days. Not too long. Just long enough to get rested. Say hi to some people. Ty is making good on his promise, though. We are officially compound employees.
It's better than being trapped in the dome so far.
Ooh, okay, wait. So if you guys are actual compound employees now, does that mean you guys get to know the real name of the compound?
It's still just the compound. Nothing has a company name on it. Our ID badges just have our names and an employee ID number.
Your badges have an ID number. The mics have colors.
Well, if there's one thing, at least I finally get to spend some quality time with my best girl again. Come here, you. Just you fucking wait, babe. I'll hijack some of that time travel tech just so I can come back and visit you.
Marissa! You know my cabin's always open to you. It's honestly a little too quiet when you're not there. God, I missed you so much.
Nerd. I was doing fine on my own.
She never shut up about you for even a second, Charlie.
And Marissa accuses me and Mikey of being a gross couple?
Yeah, we're not the gross ones, you are.
Oh, Mikey. The second this dopamine wears off, I'm coming after your kneecaps.
You can't even prove that I have kneecaps. Oh,
hey!
You made it,
Posse! Finally showed up!
The life of the party's here.
Howdy, y'all. Great to see everyone again. Feels good to be back.
You started without us. That's okay, we can catch up.
Since when does Troy have a mansion?
We don't know. My current hypothesis is rich uncle.
Yeah! Guys, it's not a mansion. It's just a really, really big house. There's a difference, okay? Just grab some food and drink, everybody. Party's just getting started.
I mean, I can't argue with that. It's been a long couple days. Let's party.
Except that one guy.
Hey, everyone. Glad you could make it. Hi there. Who's this news person? Anybody? I mean, sorry, it's nice to meet a new cowboy iteration and everything, but where's Michael?
Some things and started to forget the songs that I wrote. I must have stood by, 'cause I scrawled them in my blood and were still catching up. And the size of my heart that is caught in my throat didn't shrink like I thought it would. Kerosene keeps me warm. I'll burn until it's gone. Years cascade, I am over full. The runoff is at my door. Eulogized and atomized you for the sake of song. Kerosene keeps me warm. I think I'll hold out till the storm is gone, then I'll be out for more. endless throng has just begun. In the mountains that I met you in, the walls closing in are part of my skin. It's been a while since I embarked into the wilderness. I was bitter, I thought, for a justified cause. 'Cause the taste in my mouth never soured enough. And the shift in perspective that I thought wouldn't come didn't hurt like I thought it would. Kerosene keeps me warm. I'll burn until it's gone. Scars are healed a decade in. I guess I couldn't see the future yet. Eternity, you knowing me just feels a little long. Kerosene keeps me warm, and to burn it all down by this point just feels wrong.
This has been Woebegone. The voice of Cole was Cole Weaver. Check out his podcasts, The Town Whispers and Tiny Terrors. I wrote the theme song for that one. The voice of Felix was Ben Rowe. The voice of Boris was Alexander Batenko. The voice of Bill the Bar Patron was Harry. The voice of Cannonball was Nathan Lunsford. Check out his podcast, The Storage Papers. The voice of Hunter Jeremiah Hartley was Gary Furlong. Check him out at Gary Furlong VO. The voice of Ryan was Kevin Barry. Check out his podcast, Hellgate City. The voice of Troy was Athens. Check out his podcast, The Grotto. The voice of Charlie was Lissa J. Check out their podcast, 400 Words of Horror. They're also in The Grotto. The voice of Ty Betteridge was David Alt. I don't have time to do the rap, but do listen to Shadows at the Door. The voice of Jamila Gardner was Ray Lundberg. Check out their podcast, The Night Post. The voice of Sylvester August Baxter was Harlan Guthrie. Check out his podcast, Malevolent. The voice of Matt Lastname was Jamie Petronas. Check out his podcast, The Cellar Letters. The voice of Chance was Taylor Michaels. Check him out in The Grotto and the Department of Variants of Somewhere Ohio. The voice of Marissa Ng was Michelle Kahn. Check them out at FS Writes. The voice of Shadow was William A. Wellman. Check out their podcast, Hello from the Hallowoods. The voice of Edgar was Jeremy Infinger. Check out their podcast, The Storage Papers, a second time. And the voice of Eagle was Steve Anzalone. Check out his podcast, The Sleep-Wake Cycle and Maltopia. And most of all, thanks for playing.
Hey guys, it's me. I'm the new cowboy at the end of the episode. Spoiler alert. I don't know why my cowboy voice sounds like an old lady. Can someone help me up? I've fallen down a lot. I just like to read my Sudokus and and chain smoke cigarettes on the balcony. I don't fucking know what I'm doing.
Just sure as my name is Sylvester August Baxter.
Did you say your name, Sylvester? Are you a different iteration too?
Why does the grass burn? Or conversely, why is the grass cold? Good. Keep them off. Ryan said keep the goggles off. Why am I saying that? I'm so intrigued to know what has led to that needing to happen.
Do I need to start bringing you treats and training you like a dog? Charlie would never. That's so mean. I'm sorry. We're partying in Troy's mansion? I'm sorry? What? Excuse you? Troy is rich? Let's fucking go.
No one's allowed to touch a hair on Mikey's head except for Nope, that's not true. That's not true, because Edgar is also allowed to touch a hair on, probably several hairs on Mikey's head, so that's invalid. Scratch that. Pick up! Don't you fucking play games with me right now. You know damn well it is not here. I am sick and tired of your bullshit. Accent slip. Woo!
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
Kayla Itzinis. I'm Kayla Itzinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.